Applications for the 4th annual Black Ambition Prize competition will open on February 26. Don't miss your chance to win $1 million to scale your tech, healthcare, media entertainment, AI, or CPG innovation. Apply today at blackambitionprize.com.
Organization was founded by Pharrell, but we have now almost 100 entrepreneurs with different stories of impact as a result of Black Ambition. And there's a full breadth of stories that we can be telling about who they are, what they will be, and what they will build as a result of the support and infrastructure of the organization.
And I love that the storytelling component has extended through the production of a podcast.
We have selected your team as the Black Ambition HBCU Early Business Track Grand Prize winner. And we will be awarding your team with $250,000.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy!
Pharrell and his team developed Black Ambition. It's a nonprofit initiative working to close the opportunity and wealth gap through entrepreneurship.
It's ambition at its core, and it's creating environments where Black and Latinx founders are never interrupted again. Literally, the first conversation that I had with Pharrell when I came on board was like, Black Ambition needs a podcast. Let's also find really amazing, interesting, full breadth stories of entrepreneurs and our people that have just had really ambitious and audacious moments while they're building things in support of entrepreneurs.
What was your advice for entrepreneurs and those who are either getting started or kind of in that point where it's kind of do or die
is where I think.
Felicia, it is always such an honor to share space with
you. Likewise.
I have been following your journey, I feel like forever, I think since I first learned about Code Fever and Black Tech Week. You are now the CEO of Black Ambition and subsequently all of these incredible programs that you all have been running for the last few years, targeting Black and Latinx entrepreneurs and builders. I know the transition from founder to CEO of a company, this one particularly being sponsored by Pharrell, can be a very different kind of journey after building for so long. How did you come to Black Ambition? What was that process like?
I wish there was like an easy answer to that. It came from a few conversations that led to his chief of staff asking me to come run the company, mostly because I was telling them all the things that they weren't doing right. And then the next day I get a phone call like, why don't you come run this thing? And I'm like, run what? She's like, you should be the CEO. I'm like, the CEO of what? And it was a difficult time because we had just rebranded to the Center for Black Innovation, had just brought on 3 really amazing partners that had put some money into that. I knew I was also at a time where I was ready to transition, but the transition was supposed to be at the end of the year. And so it just came at a really interesting time, but it was also necessary, right? And the one thing that, although we had been building the ecosystem, that I had not been able to do was actually directly write checks to entrepreneurs. And that's the thing that everyone likes to skirt around, especially as it relates to Black entrepreneurs. And so it's a continuation in the work a lot of ways, but it's the thing that entrepreneurs needed the most. Is what we do at Black Ambition in a number of ways. All right, so it's the capital, of course, it's the community, it's the care, it's the content, like it's so many different things that support those entrepreneurs at the highest level. And the organization was founded by Pharrell, right? And so there's a family legacy in which, like that was a conversation earlier, that we are also, as an organization, building from someone who like had an interesting background, just like many of us, right? Did not see entrepreneurship as a possibility, did not really see it in his community, became kind of like, I would almost say like a reluctant entrepreneur because he was a musician first that just had these dreams and these visions, but then also came to realize the power of like relationships and connections and access that our communities aren't afforded and being at a level in which it's important to be able to provide those opportunities to others is really what Black Ambition encompasses now.
So even though you started this journey earlier than you may have initially thought, it's like the opportunity right there. And then also to kick up all of the work you've been doing for years, building the ecosystem out in Miami. And then at one point, Black Tech Week was having different events in different cities as well. So there was this sort of like national vision. So to date, there have been several cohorts, competitions. I'm actually a winner of one of the Black Ambition Prizes from last year for my company. And when you talk about the mentorship, when you talk about the funding and just the entire community that you're building on a national, potentially even international level, It's pretty extensive work. How many cohorts or prize rounds or competitions have occurred thus far?
So we're coming up at this point, 3 weeks away from announcing the third cohort of Black Ambition Prize. And then at this point, we'll reach 100 entrepreneurs that we've invested in and close to a little over 750 entrepreneurs that we supported through the cohort-style mentorship program over the past 3 years. And we're literally just getting started in a lot of ways.
But that's incredible. 750 entrepreneurs in the last 3 years. And that also trickles down into HBCU students. So students who are currently studying and in school who are building out their own ventures.
Correct.
That's incredible. What is going to change between the last maybe two years that's going to be very different in this next year? I would assume that you all have learned a lot in these last 2 years, that you've gotten just even more visibility for the prize competition, as well as mentors who are supporting it, and even partners. We went to New York and went to the Chanel office to learn about product manufacturing and marketing and everything like that. So what are your hopes for 2023 as you all are welcoming that next cohort?
Yeah, I would say some of the most drastic changes have happened in the last year, right? So we learned a lot from year one to year two about working with HBCUs, working with HBCU students, understanding the additional support that they need to continue the momentum of entrepreneurship. Most of them are going back to campuses that don't have an entrepreneurship program or a co-working space within their city. And so making sure that they have the resources from a continuous standpoint that they need. And then I think every entrepreneur is different as a result of the pandemic. And so there's new challenges, there's new opportunities that have sprouted up that we as an organization also have to make sure that we're supporting them at the highest level. And then from a programmatic support, right? We've added new programming, new aspects of programming, new aspects of our storytelling as well. The organization was founded by Pharrell, but we have now almost 100 entrepreneurs with different stories of impact as a result of Black Ambition. And there's a full breadth of stories that we can be telling about who they are, what they will be, and what they will build as a result of the support and infrastructure of the organization.
And I love that the storytelling component has extended through the production of a podcast. And so as we've wrapped up, you know, season two, which we'll be launching, soon, and looking at the learnings of season one, the incredible entrepreneurs that you all have supported that have been featured on the podcast, can you share a little bit about anyone who is going to be listening into season two, what they should expect and why they should be tuning in and hearing these stories of entrepreneurs and leaders who are building?
Yeah. It's so funny. Literally the first conversation that I had with Pharrell when I came on board was like, Black Ambition needs a podcast. And then go build it, right? And so it feels really good that it's here. The team has done such a phenomenal job building this set. I think one of the biggest transitions from the year one to year two is like, let's do video, right? So that people can see the people that they are hearing and the stories that they are following. And then like, let's also find really amazing, interesting, full breadth stories of entrepreneurs and our people that have just had really ambitious and audacious moments while they're building things in support of entrepreneurs. And so the storytelling is different from year one to year two. The format has been different from year one to year two, but I think the stories that need to be told in the full breadth that are not always like deficit frame, that are like this, yeah, there are challenges, but then there's massive opportunities that have been created and massive success that has been created too. And we should be allowed to tell successful stories about Black and Brown people as well and their most ambitious moments.
Absolutely incredible. It has been such a privilege and honor to watch the journey and to just witness the impact. And I know that there's still so much more that's going to happen. And just thank you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your family even also being involved and for the work and the sacrifices that you've made to get here and to ensure that folks like myself who are running companies, who need the support, who need the connections and the networks, really, really appreciate. It gives us something that I would say just a few years ago, many of us did not have access to. So thank you so much.
Thank
Felicia.
You. Thank you for everything that you do and the way that you do it. I appreciate you dearly.
Thank you.
Heineken is proud to support Black Ambition in helping to unlock opportunities for its participating founders.